Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Howie Shanks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Erickson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Eric Erickson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting 8th. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards first. McInnes catches it and throws to Wamsgans, who tags Rice for the double play. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive beyond second. Wamsgans can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judge. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shanks settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Shanks. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brouwer. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans moves to third. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Brouwer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wamsgans tags and scores. Speaker tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes strikes out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek strikes out. Two outs. Eric Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge moves to third. Frank Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0 for 1 in the game. Brower hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judge scores. Goslin moves to third. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Shanks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner bunts towards third. Shanks fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 2-1, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisanek strikes out. One out. Eric Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brower. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to third. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. It's 4-1, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. O'Neill moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. O'Neill scores. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Lucas Turk now pitching. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Wood reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brower hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Shanks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ricardo Torres now catching. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McInnes. The throw from Torres and he is out, Harris applying the tag. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-3 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ricardo Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lucas Turk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Torres and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 11-1, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and three doubles. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKenna scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Goslin moves to second. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Goslin moves to third. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brouwer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Brouwer reaches third base with a triple. Goslin scores. It's 11-2, Indians. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0 for 3 in the game. Shanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Brouwer scores. Shanks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Indians. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 3 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.